Yours. See it in your mind. Another brought low. Only you know the image that your mind conjures when you think of the ideal person to give in to your desires, to beg you to visit those desires on their body and inspire confidence and constancy, pleasure and agency, you in control and them under heel. And that under heel sensation brings pleasure to their face, and that constantly brings you again to this place where you are leading, grasping, bringing someone around. Around, bringing them against you, and look, you've found inside yourself an agency, a constant ability to bring someone else under heel and feel okay about it if they want to be there, if they're smiling, if they're gasping, if they're moaning, if they're bringing themselves to you, you gripping a shoulder, bringing someone up from their knees, only to pull them against you, facing away from you so they can't quite see, your arms wrapped around their shoulders, their mind smoldering with desire, you feeling them lustfully, rolling a body against you. Anyone who did that, anyone who really gave in to you would be so lucky, wouldn't they? That's the thought that's in your head. You have something to offer, something to give, an exploration of self. Confidence is a difficult thing to find. Dominance and feeling like you deserve it. It's hard to find inside yourself. Let it flow out. Let yourself lead. Let yourself bring them to their knees and then bring them back up. Make everyone around you elevated by your presence because you are all right. With the knowledge that sometimes you're just you, and sometimes you are the leader in the dance. Sometimes you grasp and hold them against you. Think of the moment, think of your ideal figure groaning, moaning, eyes rolling back, head lolling against your shoulder, body contorting and arching back against you, you leading, whether to push someone onto the bed and have them squeal with delight as you do, or bring their head down, down between your legs, down to kiss your toes, down to whatever makes you in that moment feel fulfilled and in control and whatever they want to do, watching for the signs of what your submissive really wants. That's the real skill. You will learn that skill, you'll embed that skill, you'll take that skill and play it over you, and when it plays through your consciousness, it plays through theirs as well. Your confidence makes another feel thrills, chills, shivers. You can visit a chilling, shivering pleasure on another person just by being sure of yourself, and inside your head, there is that vision of you leading, you grasping, gasping, controlling, more turned on than you've ever imagined being, just because someone else is pliably moving against your hand, moving to your song, letting you set the beat, letting you set the steps, letting you set the movement. Dominance and control lasts. Even after the session is done, if someone really wants it, it's okay now and then to lean in and let a purring growl escape your mouth into their ear. See it now in your mind's eye, the vision of you controlling fantastic fantasy and desire, feeling someone's warm body arch against you. Your mind is shaping and forming this vision. Your hands are sculpting the clay of possibility, and you are feeling it. You twitch with it. You want it. You need it. You learn it. You learn everything that's going to happen right here because you, under my influence, are twitching away with the anticipation of what you will make another twitch to, what you will put into someone's head, and they, feeling the knowledge of your dominant desire, they will know that you should lead, that you have ideas, or that you will learn ideas, whatever occurs to you in the moment where they let you guide, you will do, because that's a kind of honesty and trust and connection. It keeps you looking for what will make them feel the perfection of pleasure and submission, where their world fades away and your world takes precedence and the two of you exist in the same world, you guiding, you informing, you controlling, you leading the dance, and they being led along the steps, loving it. You watch their face, watch their movements, watch for anything that shows that you and they together are in this moment, this pleasure, this leading, this training, draining, constant need. And there is a need inside of you when someone submits, when you are given the chance to lead. You need to practice. You need to train. You need to find in their brain the switch that will make them tick and dance and melt to your song, your desire to give someone reason to want to serve. That's it. imparting in others the reasons you've found in yourself why you are the best dominant to help them along. Know this and then show it. Show it through empathy, through understanding, through being a student of your submissive's mannerisms and aches and urges and fetishes and desires. The fires of their desire are banked at first, but they flare high under your influence, your hand grasping, pulling someone against you, feeling their warm body contort and confine and desire you rolling into you. You bringing you to the core of their thoughts, bringing you to the place where they burn away everything except the necessity, except the purity, where you guide and you lead and you hold and you squeeze. They listen and you squeeze them to you, gently, happily, guiding and providing agency and guidance, the framework, the directions, the directive that makes them want to submit. You want to dominate, to control. The warm ache in your belly of knowing someone's been brought under your control and wants to be there. That's the purest pleasure. Someone wanting to be there, wanting to be under you, wanting to be led by you, wanting to be guided. You get to give guidance, and that's the best thing in the world, the pleasure of it. You know how much I enjoy it, and you've even got me for some guidance as well. If you come back to me and you look at what I've done to you, you could then visit the same on another. Isn't that splendid, to compare results, to experiment, to let your mind feel the pleasure you feel when you lead, when you guide? Let these words lay in your head, stay in your head, bring about every pleasure in your mind, breeding pleasure between you. You and anyone who submits, who you want to play with, will get to feel the full benefit of you feeling like, yes, this is what you deserve, this is what you want, this is what you need, this is what you get. Feel the warmth of someone's body against you, arching and moaning in your grasp, your grip. You in control, they under you. You rubbing, squeezing, caressing, scratching your fingernails down their back, perhaps, or tugging at their collar, bringing someone under your dominion who wants to be there so the two of you can be held together, be led on a journey of pleasure and relaxation where you get a little time away from the world, and the sensation of your pleasured control will bring someone under you, under and over. Every constant dynamic you are aware of remains in your head in a feedback loop that stays. It stays throughout, and it will stay at after, and you lead and you control and you deserve to do all those things. Know it. Know it in the core of you. You already want it. Now you need it.